Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, finally getting to make this video. Twice it wouldn't actually broadcast. So this is how Russia's relations with Azerbaijan have ameliorated appreciably in the last few years, but and very significantly just in the last week or so. So President Putin, he paid a state visit to the Republic of Azerbaijan earlier this month. Now, the Republic of Azerbaijan being a former Union Republic of the Soviet Union. So this is his first state visit to Azerbaijan since 2018. And since the Ukraine war was initiated by him on, when was it, 24th February 2022, he's not visited many other countries. He's been to Belarus, where else? Kazakhstan, I'm just trying to think. North Korea, is that about it? Well, there's the US, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. There are not many countries will receive him, but this was a state visit, not just an official visit. So he was cordially greeted by the president and the vice president and their husband and wife, Ilham Aliyev, and his good wife, Mehriban. So they like to keep it in the family. Now, Ilham Aliyev is just the kind of person who Putin would like. He's a Moscow-educated dictator and the son of a former KGB general, because Ilham Aliyev's father, Haydar Aliyev, he was in the KGB, cruelly oppressing the Azerbaijanis. Anyone who wanted even autonomy for Azerbaijan was going to be sent to the Gulag by him, if not executed. So he was running Stalin's torture chambers. And then Haydar Aliyev reinvented himself as an Azerbaijani separatist. So Putin also reviles the Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, who's a former journalist, a liberal-minded person who would like to bring his country into the European Union. I mean, if Armenia ever gets into the European Union, that is decades away. And moreover, Pashinyan came to office in 2018 during large-scale street demonstrations against the authoritarian who preceded him. Now, Azerbaijan's officially neutral on the Ukraine war, and it hasn't imposed any sanctions whatsoever on Russia. However, for fear of secondary sanctions, it has had to say, we won't send any military equipment to Russia. In fact, they don't buy any. They don't sell it to Russia anyway. They purchase some Russian military hardware. Russia used to sell both to Azerbaijan and Armenia, being even-handed. But remember, Armenia is a member of the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That is Russia's tiny answer to NATO, comprising Russia, Belarus, Armenia, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and one more, is it Tajikistan? Only six of them. So Armenia used to purchase this Russian kit because they couldn't afford more expensive stuff. And what kind of alliances if Russia wouldn't do that? Azerbaijan was purchasing Russian military exports, really just to keep the Russians sweet, not because they desperately need it or that poor. Azerbaijan is obviously an enemy of Armenia, and Russia said, we recognize Nagorno-Karabakh, which is legally Azerbaijani, it's belonged to Azerbaijan, so we will not help Armenia defend that. We will help Armenia defend Armenia proper, not by going to war, but providing military equipment. But even when Azerbaijan moved into Armenia proper, Russia did nothing. So been cut adrift. And actually, Azerbaijan's probably been the main net beneficiary of this Ukraine war. Moreover, they've sold more oil and gas to Western countries, European Union countries, which are trying to wean themselves off Russian oil and gas and maybe cut themselves off totally in a few years. But since 2022, Russia sold almost no military equipment to Armenia, partly because they got so little to spare. They needed themselves for their so-called special military operation. Now, Russia had 2,000 peacekeepers in between the Armenian and Azerbaijani armies, but they withdraw most of those because they're desperately needed at the front. So Azerbaijan's been able to break the ceasefire, to gain ground. I mean, small-scale skirmishes. Armenia's appealed to Russia for help. This has fallen on deaf ears. Partly, as I say, Russia's got no troops or equipment to spare. Moreover, they dare not offend Azerbaijan. And Azerbaijan's very helpful to them, you know, by helping them evade sanctions, purchasing dual-use items, even with no resale clause in the contract, reselling on to Russia. Azerbaijan's a fairly major transit point for Russians to fly to the West, fly to Baku, change planes, fly out to London, wherever. So Baku is clearly grateful to Moscow for neglecting Armenia. And Yerevan feels acrimonious. They've been let down by Russia. And Prime Minister Pashinyan has publicly contemplated withdrawing from the CSTO. And indeed, they didn't send various delegates to CSTO summits and so on, because what's the point when Russia's hasn't disappointed once again and again? So they're being thrown to the wolves. Now, Armenia's main Western backer is France, which also supplies Ukraine, but France doesn't supply very much to Armenia. Remember, Armenia's not even got 3 million people. It's a landlocked, mountainous country bereft of natural resources. So anyway, so Azeri-Russian relations are their best for decades now, since Azerbaijan went independent in 1991. But Azerbaijan still votes to abstain in the United Nations, anything to do with the Ukraine war, and they benefited economically from this. So Azerbaijan's banks and businesses, they're happy to facilitate sanctions busting. They're expediting it because it's an easy way to make a profit. They try not to be too blatant because they don't want to provoke secondary sanctions. And moreover, it keeps Russia sweet. So Putin is delighted that Azerbaijan's applied to join BRICS. You know, BRICS was originally Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa for these emerging economies. But in 2024, it took on another five members. Was it Egypt, Eritrea, the UAE? I can't remember the other one. So Putin perceives this as an alternative forum to Western-dominated international fora. So Putin wants to see it grow still further. Because remember, he's part of the G7, the group of seven, sorry, group of eight, it was on major economies, but it was kicked out over the invasion of Crimea in 2014, and it's now the G7. But the fly in the ointment in Russo-Azeri relationships is Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran has very cordial relations with Russia, and it borders Azerbaijan to the south. As both Tehran and Moscow pursue an anti-Western line, they are dictatorships. The Iranians have sold Shahid drones to Russia since 2022, much though Iran denies selling them during the war. And the Iranians have been under Western sanctions for decades, and they've taught Moscow how to circumvent them. But relations between Iran and Azerbaijan are strained because Azerbaijan covets southern Azerbaijan, which belongs to Iran. That's two-thirds of historic Azerbaijan, because Russia and Persia divided Azerbaijan along a certain river in 1822, but they ain't going to get it back. Tabriz, the historic capital of Azerbaijan, is deep in Iranian territory. But I know some Iranian Azerbaijanis, and nobody seems to want to actually rejoin Azerbaijan, even though it's a secular state. So Azerbaijan's not the only country in the Caucasus that Putin can visit, because Armenia ratified the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, which means that Putin would be arrested if he visited there. But then again, Putin's about to visit Mongolia, which has also ratified the Rome Statute and is obliged to arrest him when he enters their country. But I don't think they're going to do so because there'd be hell to pay. Georgia refuses to invite Putin because the ongoing territorial dispute to do with Abkhazia and South Ossetia. So, Azerbaijan has got increasingly good relations with Putin, with Russia as well. So, some people, Russians and Ukrainians, have gone to Azerbaijan. They get no financial help whatsoever. But Russian dissidents, anti-war activists, they'd be arrested, they'd be extradited straight away because relations are very cooperative between the two. And that's why relations are really better than ever between Azerbaijan and Russia. But obviously, this is grim reading for the Armenians because they can't afford expensive weaponry from anywhere else. Another reason for Russia to try and keep Azerbaijan on side is Azerbaijan is the brother nation of Turkey. The language is almost the same. There's a great cultural affinity between them. And so, and of the common enemy of Armenia. And let's not say there was an Armenian genocide. And Turkey's the only NATO member not to impose any sanctions on Russia whatsoever. The second biggest military in NATO. There's been sanctions evasion via Turkey as well. Russia's most popular foreign holiday destination is Turkey. Turkey needs Russian tourists for its economy. And in 2015, when Putin banned all Russian flights to Turkey, that really hurt the Turkish tourist industry. That was over Turkey shooting down a Russian warplane that violated their airspace for just a few seconds. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.